Proclamation number 5798, dated the October 29th, 1953. Disbelief regarding the announcements. You humans give no credence to references regarding the end. You live in the world and don't want to accept that which is readying itself outside of the material world and which will, with certainty, come to pass in the time designated by me. I cannot plant the belief into you, it is to emerge in you yourselves. I can only ever help you by directing your eyes to the events of the time which should truly make you attentive. For I announced the signs of the last days through seers and prophets, who only proclaimed in my will what they saw happening in the last days. And even now I can only ever draw your attention to it. I can only ever admonish you again to take notice of what happens around you. And then you will certainly recognize the hour you live in. For I will not let you experience the end without warning. It will not come upon you without being announced. Yet as soon as you don't give credence to these proclamations, it will take you by surprise, because my word fulfills itself, because it is the only truth. Even if progress is promised to you on the part of humans, it will not prevent the end either, and it will only become clearly apparent where no faith exists anymore, where only the world in which my adversary has gained the upper hand will be taken notice of. And that, too, is a sign of the approaching end. For it will be as in the time of Noah. People will live in sin. They will only indulge themselves and try to get what they can out of the world, but they will pay no more attention to me. And if only you observe people's attitude towards me, towards your God and Creator of eternity, then you will also be able to discover therein a sign of the last days. The reason why people no longer have faith is due to their lack of love. Love has grown cold amongst people. And, therefore, faith has died away as well, for even those who call themselves religious, who don't entirely deny a God and Creator, have no living faith, otherwise they would prepare themselves for the end, otherwise they would unhesitatingly believe the indications of the end. All admonitions and warning are in vain for those to whom they are addressed. And even if I knock very loudly and clearly at the door of their heart, even if I scare them through unexpected events in their lives or their surroundings, they will only look at them in a worldly sense and won't recognize my voice, even if it clearly speaks to them. And the more the end approaches, the more determinedly they reject the references. The fact that a higher power will intervene seems ever more improbable to them, but the more ready people will be for their downfall. And everything will come to pass as I proclaimed. Amen.